Tom might be a dying breed. Too many of us are on the fence. Too many of us who want to run with the hares and hunt with the hounds. That's an impossibility. You got to draw the line. You got to get on one position or the other. You can't run with Bernard White and Eutrice Lee. You can't run with both of them. You got to draw the line. It's either or in these circumstances. In some situations, it is a conjunction, but not in this one. You got to draw the line. And I've drawn the line, and my position I'm stating tonight. And my position is based on fairness. What is fair? That's what my position is based on. And so, this fight is not over as it relates to Eutrice Lead. And each one of us has standing. Each one of us has standing because we are contributors in one way or another to WBEI. So we have a right to be heard. And I think that the woman that made this decision is not aware of the fact that there's an effort to divide and conquer as well. During these difficult times of WBAI, we need the best and the brightest. Because Pacifica Foundation owns 5 radio stations that would be very lucrative on the market. They own this one in New York. They own one in Los Angeles. They own one in San Francisco. They own one in Washington, D.C., and they own one in Houston, Texas. Those are 5 tremendous markets with stations that are capable of broadcasting in large geographical areas. And during this time, we need our best and our brightest during these times. And the people have spoken as to who they thought the best and the brightest is. And I can tell you, if I were going to go in a war with anybody, I certainly want Eutrice Lead on my side. These are warring times. We're in a state of war. We're in a state of war. Negroes came up and said, I don't believe we all be boycotting. And my response is, I don't see white folk. They ain't got no problem boycotting you. Every day. Every day. You go and try to put up a soul food spot in Bensonhurst. See how far you get. Right around talking about you against a boycott, and you being boycotted since you've been here. We're going to take up our love offering now. You know, I really enjoy being in these warring times because I like looking for a fight. I wake up in the morning looking for a fight. I love war. I always say, if somebody don't knock on my door, I'm going to knock on yours because I just want to fight anyway. Nothing is exciting unless we are at war all the time. So I like to participate in that. That's why we're going upstate this weekend to prepare for it. Brother Javon. That's why we're going upstate. We need to see you up there. We need to see some young blood. Some young blood. Because we are passing things on. And we don't need young people trying to reinvent the wheel. Some of us already have been on the firing line. We need to pass it down to young folks without you having to waste your time reinventing the wheel. I learned from the feet of wise old folks. When I grew up, every Sunday afternoon, you wasn't going to watch television. Every Sunday afternoon after church, you were getting up under a shade tree, keeping your mouth shut, listening to old people. All right? That's where I was all of my life, at the feet of old people, wise people. All of my life. That's what you call a gerontocracy. That was a gerontocracy. There's a difference between a morontocracy that we're in today and a gerontocracy. It's only in recent times that we've gotten into a morontocracy. I grew up in a gerontocracy, and we need to go back to that, Brother Eddie, as I will see you on May 19th. We are going to raise our love offering, and I'd just simply like to say that we need to think about the value of our people assembling on Wednesday evenings in a very free and open fashion without any strings attached or any relationships to our oppressor. This is one of the freest hours in the week here. Our white folks ain't got nothing to do with this. Zero. This is one of our freest hours. Black folks need this. If you can't get away from white folks, you go into Bellevue. So they'll drive you nuts. You need some relief from white folks. Now, you need some relief from white folks, Jack. I don't care who you are. I want to think about the value of this because we have to continue this. Just this week I was looking at the newspaper and they got this Y over there on Lexington Avenue, I believe, 96th Street Y or something like that. And they have these regular programs every week like we do. And they bring in people from all over the world like we do. But the difference is that white folks don't take chances. They don't believe in the honor system. So everybody get into the why have to pay $20 a person. I don't believe in that. I believe that you should give according to how you value where you are.